Would you go back to the drag queen show? If you, or like,
oh, I'm going back.
Oh, you're going back.
I'm going. How long did those run? Do you know?
I didn't ask. I just couldn't wait to get that.
Like, how long can a drag show run? Like, it's
a
what
marathon
seems
drag show? Maybe a charity drag show?
It's like 24 hours on PBS.
I think it's as long as like everyone gets too horny, they have to leave.
Yeah,
because the amount of horniness in a drag show is ridiculous. Because you got to think, this is men dressed as women. So they have the same horniness levels as men, I feel like.
That's true.
But they're just like hot chicks somehow.
And like hot, were they hot chick?
They were? Oh, at hot chick. Yeah, that's true. Bar.
So.
And I feel like when you're dressing up, you get a little hornier.
Yeah. Like, I feel like if I dressed up as a chick, like, I would definitely like think about fucking a guy.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, we have Johnny Walker in here. Welcome back to the show. Cheers to that. Cheers.
Hair cheers.
One of the few recurring guests, so... Yeah, dude. I think the last time I talked to you, I was asking you if you knew a nutritionist. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, so I was on a walk and I was like, dude, I'm so fucking fat. And I texted him. I'm like, who might have like access to a nutritionist or whatever? Because he played hockey. And I think your response, actually, I know your response was just don't eat everything in sight. And I was like on my walk and I was like, dude, that's so fucking true.
Yeah, man. Like that's the thing about like a nutritionist. Like, what is your job really? Like, I can tell you not to eat chocolate all the time.
I didn't even need one. It was him.
Yeah.
He just
Adderall and don't eat.
Yeah, cigarettes and fucking.
So, yeah, dude. So, like, you played at ASU for 8 years and then you went to the coast. So, like, was there a big adjustment going to play pro hockey from ASU? Like, I know because you probably had a dorm supervisor for the 8 or 9 years you were there. So what happened after that? Is it the same in the cheese toast or how was it playing pro hockey?
Not living at home with my parents.
Mm.
Oh, that's right, nice.
That's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
No.
Besides, like, the opioid use, what's, like, the biggest thing in the ECHL, like, that you had to adjust to?
Like, divorced men.
Is there a lot of divorces?
It was crazy. It was just, like, lawless. I think it was rules.
What's like the average age on your team? Oh, like on a team, I guess.
I think I've got a theory. It's either like, ooh, it's a good start. Huh?
You're good, dude.
It's fun. it's either like 19 to like 22 that are like making their way up, like trying to make it American League and obviously national. But or you're 35 and you're providing for a family and just jumping people.
That's such an interesting dynamic.
And I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, like, speaking of that, like, explain 177 PIMs in 33 games. Like, did you have pepper spray on you out there? And, like, were you pepper spraying guys? Like, how do you acquire that many penalty minutes?
I feel like there are no rules. It was like a free-for-all a lot of the time. There was, nobody really gives a fuck. There's like certain guys out there that just don't give a shit, and
it's kind of nice.
Yeah,
that's like super liberating.
It's stressful as fuck for sure.
Yeah. Stressful. Oh, that is that part. That part. Yeah.
Like, you have some dude that he just got custody of his kids taken away, and
he's gonna take it out on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your back is doing
horrified. Like, how did you hold your own? Like, how did that shake out?
Like
fighting and shit.
No, there's some grown ass. Yeah, I got the shit beat out of me a few times, but it was. Most of the time. But, I really think it just comes down to some guys just don't, like, almost no integrity. Like, I'm going to sit on my fucking high horse.
Yeah, like men's league almost.
But,
yeah, but, like, so what about guys on the team? Like, no one, is there, or who basically enforces it? Is it, like, let's say somebody gets out of control, right? Like, do the refs step in or the refs don't care either?
I feel like the refs almost, like, encourage it.
Really?
Oh, I feel like
that's really, entertainment.
I don't know. There's some shit. They're on and off the ice. I really feel there's, like, no rules where, like, college is, like, super structured and, you know, like, here's your next meal and they kind of, like, push you along. Where there, it's like, here's your $32 for the week. Good luck.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck, I'd be betting that all the time. Yeah. I'd be putting that on an over.
Just not on hockey.
Just not on hockey.
So save you some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably nice.
Yeah, what was it like in Utah? Like, I know, like, besides anything you – ever woke up with in the morning, do you see any bears or like wildebeests or anything like that?
No, it was it snowed a shit ton. They quit drinking at 1.
What
they is that the morning
they,
thing?
Yeah, that's
well the, is there like in all of Utah, is there like the strict alcohol rules?
Yeah, there's a few good ones. There's like at sports bars you have to order food if you want to drink.
Okay,
like a beer or anything. Only singles, no doubles.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I thought that was America.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I really did. I really
could have sworn.
And the bars close at 1, but it's just, like, tighter on that. I mean, I had a theory that there's, like, people that went to our games in Utah and then, like, everyone else. So we had – it was a fun crowd, and they like to get after it. But
yeah, I was going to ask, like, I feel like there has to be a good crowd because – the only thing they do up there is they're doing all their religious cult shit. Like, you got to take a break from that sometimes and, like, enjoy some hockey.
Yeah. Can't just be going door to door all day.
Like, these Jehovah's Witnesses. Or yeah. They're fucking go witness some hockey. Am I right? But, like, God, I'm such a fucking it was so bad. So your crowd was sick? Like, the rink was...
Some nights, yeah. It got juice in there. It was, like, I mean, it was still four-letter league, but it was fun. I mean, it was a great time. There was just, like, there were certain times where it was like, holy fuck, it's a lot.
Yeah. It's a lot. What's the max capacity at your guys' home rink?
I think it's where they played the Olympics at, or, like, the 2000.
Oh, really?
Whatever. Yeah, so it's a sick rink. We had, like, 8 or 9,000 one game.
That's fucking good. That's fucking
like
more than
the whole state.
That's better than the Athletics. Yeah.
Like, everyone in the whole fucking state.
It was fun. It was a good crowd. It was a great time.
What's the town that you're in?
Salt Lake.
Oh, you're in Salt Lake.
Oh, you're right in Salt Lake.
That's where NBA YoungBoy lives.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Did he ever come to any games?
No, he never made it out.
Oh, he's on house arrest. Yeah. So
yeah. I think you watched him.
Shout out YoungBoy.
Yeah, he's just streaming him in his house. Yeah, that's fucking cool. I mean, I went to Utah, like, one time, and I don't think we did anything. We got in trouble, actually, because one kid, like, matched with some girl on Tinder, and she brought, like, seven girls to the hotel, and we all got in trouble. Like, it was very strict in Utah, so my impression was not good up there. I was like, this place sucks, but...
No, it was all right. Yeah. It was good. I liked it. I had fun.
And then you're going to Scotland next, Scotland, right? That's fucking sick. I looked at where Dundee is. We're just like, I don't know how that's how you say it, Dundee. But it's fucking near the water. Looks like kind of a nice spot.
I'm excited. It should be.
That'll be sick.
How did you land on playing pro hockey in Scotland? Like, you just were at a drag show. Do you like wearing kilts or like how did that work?
Yeah, I think that I've got enough skirts that it just didn't stick in Utah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that might not fly in Utah.
Yeah, it didn't fly.
Imagine if the hockey, imagine if the players wore kilts instead of, like,
sick.
Pants. That'd be actually dope.
It's like roller pants, but instead you're wearing a kilt.
Yeah, that'd be actually cool as
hell. I mean, it would be progressive.
Yeah.
It'd be super progressive.
Right? Like, that's really showing hockey is for everyone.
That's true.
Like, because they want to have the guys wear shit and warm-ups and stuff. That's not really proving it. Like, get out
there. Well, not anymore. They were having guys.
Yeah, they can't. They can't.
Yeah, Bettman pulled the plug on that one.
So there's no troop jerseys anymore.
Yeah.
No.
What about our fucking troops?
Yeah.
It's like,
what
if they support the troops?
We can't even support the troops anymore. Thanks, Bettman.
And now cancer's not going to be fought?
They won.
Cancer
won.
Has won.
We stood up to it, and it beat us.
Like, I am hoping. Like, now I'm really going to go get my prostate checked.
Yeah.
Drag show.
What's that? Yeah, the drag show. Free prostate exams. Yeah, so actually, though, like, how did you land? Like, what happened with that? You were just out of the East Coast. You're like, fuck this league?
Yeah,
if you're allowed to say that. I don't know if you're allowed to.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I did have fun there. It was a good time, but it was... It was fucking crazy. It was.
It's crazy to hear that from you.
It was like, reckless. It was reckless.
I'm so curious.
And I didn't help. I really didn't help. I fucking ran my mouth. I deserved a few of the ass beatings, but a few I didn't. It was. I just want to play hockey, I think. So I got an agent, and that was the. As I'm beating the fuck out of my mic. That was the first offer, and I was like pretty fired up.
That's actually sick. I bet that's a fun. That's gonna be fun.
Is it just in Scotland, or do they go like to UK, or is that in the UK?
But they've got teams in in Scotland, Ireland.
That's sick.
Britain, yeah. So I think you like just go
train everywhere. That's gonna be awesome.
It should be a good time.
I bet they get right. I went to a game in Germany. It was the Red Bulls. It was some like ex players from I can't remember who it was, but a couple ex players played there. And they get rowdy over there because they have the soccer fan mentality, and they just bring it to every sport they watch. So I bet the atmosphere will be pretty dope. I was looking at pictures, and they packed that place.
Yeah, I saw a video, and it looked fucking juice. It like like sardines. So
Why is that? Like, do they? Is it just the booze? Like, why are all the English fans so much better than the American?
They just love singing and cheering and shit. Like, we don't really sing here.
I feel like we have more things to do here.
Yeah, they also like, and we also have a ton more sports. Like they have, it's like soccer, especially rugby, soccer. And like cricket. What'd you say?
Sick too.
Yeah, you should go to some. You should go to some Premier League games.
I am. I that's what I just kind of. I heard you get like the during your week off, you can kind of like fuck off and go like visit. Go tour Europe.
Yeah,
it's like right there. Everything's right there.
Is it like, because their schedules are like, you only play like on Saturdays and like Tuesdays or some shit, right? Like, that's how like the Swiss league is, I think.
Did anyone actually chirp you in your skating? Like, in the ECHL, I can't imagine there's that many good skaters there.
No, and that's when you know you fucking really bad. Like, holy shit, I should work on this. But it's, that one like gets old. It's like, no shit, right? Or else I probably. If I could skate, I would.
Yeah. You know? Like, it would be something if you were good at, you would do it, preferably.
Yeah, you know?
Like, it's a pretty big...
Dude, some guys could just skate, though. Like, yeah, some you guys, can just... they act like they worked on it. Dude, you're just born with it. Like, you think McDavid's working on his skating?
Yeah, like...
born with
my
it.
My brother's a sick skater.
Is he?
Plug my brother in there, but, like, smooth as butter.
Yeah.
And then it's like... Well, he also did work on it, right?
He did work on it, yeah.
I think it's just easier. I like saying that people didn't work on it because it makes me feel better about not working on it myself.
I mean, like, I don't think... No disrespect to McDavid, but I don't think he, like, worked on skating.
Not that much. You can't work on it that much more.
No, yeah, like, he perfected it pretty early, I'm sure.
Where does your brother play?
He played in Chicago last year. He's going to North Dakota this year.
Holy shit. Oh, so he's good.
He's fucking fuck. Nasty.
That's what he keeps telling me.
Yeah, that's fucking sick, dude. I really want to go to the Ralph. Is it still called that? I know they had to change a bunch of shit.
I don't know if that's inclusive or not. I don't know. They're the Fighting...
Well, they were the Fighting Sioux, but the Libs like made everyone change it.
Now, oh, really?
The Fighting Pelicans or something.
Oh, it was like a Native American thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what that word means.
Native Americans had thicker skin than that.
I don't think it's... If I had to guess, I feel like it's more just like white people that like to complain about shit.
You think?
Yeah,
because sure. I feel like...
Like Native Americans literally got their shit taken away by Christopher Columbus, and like he like and pillaged like the entire population. Like I'm sure they have thick skin at this point.
Well, they, in my opinion, if I owned a casino, I wouldn't care what anyone said about me.
That's true.
Indians, they own all the casinos. They're making so much money off like guys like me and you that lose a parlay, and we're like, well, we're just go play blackjack.
I'm actually glad when I lose money because I'm like, I kind of owe you.
Yeah,
that's like my people owe you.
You're doing your part.
Yeah, like that's my what's that word when you give
reparation?
Yeah, that was my reparation for the Americans. It's giving my money away on MLB baseball overs
and like roulette.
And
like
roulette.
Like we usually do this thing where we play roulette, and you could play live roulette there at Talking Sick, which is incredible if you want to be, you know, irresponsible.
Whatever.
And we do this thing where we pick a number and we don't leave until it hits. So you could be there.
So safe.
You might you might be there for hours and
paying
hours.
Rent.
Like
opening up.
Remember the one
credit
remember
card.
The 17 one?
Oh yeah.
17, we're trying to hit 17 for like 4 hours. I went to ATM like 6 times. And like eventually I couldn't go. And yeah, so to say that we don't do anything for the Native American community. This is a Native American podcast.
That's why I think if you don't gamble, I think that seems anti-Native American to me.
Yeah.
Also, that they don't only own casinos. Let's make that clear. They just like get
they own smoke shops too.
Like how does it work? Like do they just let them build casinos for free?
Yeah, they let them do everything, dude.
I mean, they should. Like I agree with it.
Like, could you imagine if my honky ass was like, hey, I want to build a casino? Like, Corey Casino would be like, no.
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, so all
who's
of
in charge of that?
Yeah,
that's
a good
Corey
point,
casino.
Actually. Corey Casino? Wait, so all of them in Vegas are Native American?
No, I think Vegas is different.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I know here obviously they are. Like,
yeah.
if you go over that, is it Pima? Or the 101, you can't even bet on your app anymore.
Really?
Yeah,
no, there's a hard cutoff. Yeah.
One time I was in Chili's by myself.
So if you're on the reservation.
Yeah, I was in the Chili's
so
by myself.
Can't.
Yeah. And it detects it right on Sunday.
There's a fine line. Like, it's like, have you ever been to Backyards, the bar right by the highway? It's like a real shithole.
Across from like a hotel or
yeah.
a apartment, maybe? Is there apartment?
I think it's a hotel. Oh, it might be both.
Yeah. It's a real shithole, but the chicks working there have absolute cans. And like,
And they're blasted up too.
They're Native American.
Oh, they are?
For sure. Yeah.
I can't remember.
I get
just
all
remember
of them mixed up, not racist way, but like I can't.
Seems pretty racist. Yeah.
But yeah, so I was in there and my app immediately stopped working second I walked
through the door.
Yeah, I was like, whoa,
I'm out of here.
How am I supposed to bet? But anyway, yeah, the Fighting Sioux or the Fighting...
Fighting Hawks.
Fighting Hawks.
Fighting Hawks?
Is that what they are now?
Okay. Dude, the atmosphere there, I ran into some kids that played on the team. Actually, we're at Hot Chick. We're not at a drag show, I wish. But they were like, dude, you have to come. You have to come here. You have to come here. So I was like, all right, like, I'll go.
I want to go. That'd be cool. I've
never
been to that area.
You don't think about North Dakota, like...
It's sick.
Which is the one with... Is that the one with Mounty Rush? I always forget.
That's South Dakota.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Mount Rushy.
So it's like... What's North Dakota's like claim to fame?
I think the North Dakota hockey.
Yeah, it literally might be that. So that's probably why they packed that fucker.
Yeah.
They got oil up there?
I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit.
Interesting.
Why are we stealing oil?
We should invade North Dakota. Why are we in fucking Afghanistan? Yeah, let's go drill a hole in the Mount Rushmore and get all that oil out of there.
That's still South Dakota.
Yeah. I assume that if there's oil up there, that it probably drips down.
Gravity.
Those things that you drill with cost a lot. Like 700 mil.
Really?
Those little things.
Those frackers?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that those frackers?
Jeff, fact check that.
He's actually in the building.
He's actually here too. I think they're like 700 million, which is a pretty substantial investment. But if you buy one, you just set one up in South Dakota, like get pretty rich, I feel like.
Unless you're wrong.
Yeah, like you still need to know that there's oil below you. And it's got to be on your land. I can't just go to my that'd be funny if you could. There should be that. Like, you should be able to frack anywhere you want. Like,
if you have $700 million, you can do whatever the fuck.
Yeah, like if you have your own fracking machine, you should be able to go wherever you want with that.
Are they called fracking machines?
No. Do you know what those are?
I think it is fracking. I don't know if it's a fracking machine.
Yeah, like I don't know the name of it, but it's fracking is when they drill into the ground, right? I think so. Because I know some people are anti oil fracking.
Oil fracking? Why?
I think it's just because it destroys the earth, but whatever.
Yeah, they don't like... I mean, the earth's going to be, like...
I'm not going to be
I know we're strict. We're a climate change podcast, but, like, I do not care what's going to happen.
If it's after me, it's like, I don't really care how the dining experience was for the people that ate after me at Chili's, because I'm already gone.
Yeah,
and that's kind of how I feel about climate change. It's like, yeah, like, shit's probably going to hit the fan, but I won't be here.
They're figured out, dude. Everyone's always like, what about my kids? Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
You're already playing?
What the actual fuck?
Like, you're looking too much into the future. You're thinking about your kids.
Like, my racist grandpa wasn't even thinking about, like, his kid.
Yeah.
Like maybe that's just an environment.
How racist is your grandpa? Pretty bad.
Bro, I told the story multiple times, but, like, so he would sit in the recliner in his living room, and the windowsill was, like, right next to him, and he would watch Mets baseball, and, like, whenever a Hispanic player struck out, he would go nuts. He would fucking scream at the TV. He'd yell at the landscapers. He'd be like, we gotta get him out! And, like...
Just redirecting his anger.
Like, Mike Piazza would strike out, and he'd be like, ah, it was a good cut. And I'm just like, that's not fair. Like, Mike Piazza...
He's got a good swing, though.
Yeah,
he does have a good cut. One of the best catches of all time. Yeah.
Dude, the way he just, like, he puts his hips in it. Like, I remember watching Mike Piazza as a kid at my grandpa's house, and, like, yeah, I was like, this guy's the best.
Jason Varitek, too.
Oh, I love Varitek. I'm a Boston guy, too. Wait, you're... Oh, yeah, okay.
Just in Boston.
Yeah,
I'm not bragging, either. I was just there.
Yeah. You weren't born there, though, right?
Your family? I was born here.
Yeah, you were born here.
Oh, right.
My dad's from there. So, we went out there for, like, 10 days and visited. The word is so much more accepted in that state more than anywhere else. And
for sure.
There was, like, a mom sitting next to us, and the kid didn't get a ball, and I'm pretty sure she called this kid a her kid a it was insane.
I mean, they're just keeping it they like, tell it like it is. Like, that's, like, the epitome of what should be going on. Like, I'm not surprised you're born here. I feel like you act more Massachusetts.
I said if I was raised there, I'd get my ass kicked a lot less. Still get my ass kicked, but less.
Yeah. But how many... Wait, where did you grow up in Mass again? He was born in Mass, but you grew up in New Hampshire.
I grew up, like, right on the border of New Hampshire, Massachusetts. Okay. So, like, I grew up playing hockey in Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Yeah, Haverhill, Mass.
And it's spelled Haverhill.
Yeah, it's like Haverhill. And the rink was so... Before they got that new one, the rink was so goddamn bad.
What's the worst rink you've played at, you think? Besides the Oceanside.
Ever? Yeah. They tore it down, didn't they?
Yeah, dude, I almost started crying.
I saw that and I was like... I was a little...
What are they going to put there?
You're putting a huge...
More sunsplash.
What's that?
They're just extending the sunsplash. Is that even there anymore? Next door?
I don't know. I never know. saw there's a water park right near it. But I never saw water in the slides once. I thought, like, I don't know what was going on.
Like, I need to know. Yeah. Just, like, what's going on over there? Why is there no water? Why is this water park not ordering any water?
I think they're, like, shipping all the immigrants from the border, like, right up to that area.
Really?
Just hiding them in the tubes of the slides and shit.
Anyway, so hot.
When Oceanside, and I didn't really have, like, a real career there like you did, but when that thing got knocked down, I was like, damn, dude, that's crazy. That's, like... That was wild because you guys were like the pioneers of like setting the foundation like for I don't care about the rink or just believe in the program. Let's go fucking play anywhere. So that was crazy to see that bitch get knocked down.
My first like travel team I played at Oceanside. I was 5 or 6 years old.
Oh,
like,
shit.
I grew up in that rink. So that was like.
Fuck. That's, that actually would kind of like.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That
like,
did hurt.
Yeah, dude.
If I had a rink like that, like I never had one that I like played at my whole entire life because I moved. But I feel like that would be like. Fuck.
Yeah. What are they putting there?
More slides.
More slides.
More slides.
Extending the
fucking Joe Biden.
Investing in that a ton.
Yeah, that's wild, dude. Have you got a chance to like skate at Mullet yet in any capacity?
Yeah, I skated there a couple weeks ago. They nailed it. They did a good job.
So sick.
So sick. The rink and then obviously the gym and the locker room like. Sick setup, and then you go outside and it's 75 degrees.
That is so nice.
In a barrel.
That place is
like,
sick.
Yeah, I feel like when we were in town, another team was in town, we went there for a game, and the other kids on the team, I forget what team, they were hitting us up. They didn't give a fuck. They got pumped too. Like 7-0.
Playing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget what college
that's,
it was.
I think, why it's like, such an advantage. You get here, and it's like, oh, I'm fucking here. It's like, I probably wouldn't like teams to go play in Vegas. It's like, oh, you're in Vegas, but I mean, if you're in New Hampshire or, like, Michigan's sick rink, but, like, it's still Michigan.
Yeah.
When still. You come down here, you're here for 5 days. You don't really give a shit about playing hockey.
That's actually true. That's actually a good, like, allure that they have. Like, they'll just... You'll
chill
come your
pool.
Yeah, you're not ready to play.
No.
Fucking chicks.
And,
dude.
And when it was at Oceanside too, it really snuck up on him.
Yeah, for sure. That like I'm not gonna say the name of the team. I did remember, but a couple of the guys after they did not care. It's like, all right, well, what are we doing tonight?
Right.
And these are guys that I've never met before. We've never met before. They're just like, we know you guys are in town. Like, let's party. You know, like
fuck, I can't remember what team that was.
I remember, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to like get them in trouble.
Okay.
I really don't want to say it. But they got fucking whacked. And they're like, we don't really care. Let's go out.
Fucking right.
They're like, you know any MILF bars? We'll get Jeff to edit that out. But yeah, no, it definitely has. Did you feel, were you like proud of the organization or team or whatever for finally having the rank? Or were you like, fuck, I wish I could play here? What was your like mindset?
No, so proud. It's just like, that'll be... That's the spot, I think, to play college hockey.
Yeah.
It's, I wish I would have played there. Obviously, sick spot, but it's, is that what you do with them?
Yeah. Man, that's you can throw
this
that.
This would make me want to go to that drag show.
Okay. What is that? Oh, is this a shot of Jaeger? Holy shit. Jaeger Cold Brew.
Wait, is Jaeger and Cold Brew? Oh, I've seen
Where'd you get this?
It's like an espresso martini and a cup.
Bro, cold brew coffee.
I've heard about that, but I've never had it. Is it good?
Oh God, there's gonna be so many bets placed today. You're welcome, Native Americans. I don't hear any shit about how I've never done anything for you.
If you don't think I supported Native Americans, look at my like how much I'm down lifetime in terms of gambling.
Look at my Dodgers money line bet in about 3.5 hours. I don't want to hear shit about Chris Columbus. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
I didn't know him. I didn't know he was going to do that.
Like, I would have never.
If I was on the Mayflower or whatever the fuck, I would have been like, Chris, let's be real here. Like, let's not.
Chris, trust me. Like,
let's not f*** anyone.
Yeah, we don't need to do
this. Hey,
Chris, you're acting crazy.
Chris.
Chris, put the musket away, man. You're acting crazy.
Chris, coming over here with a musket.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that must have been a crazy time.
Oh!
How was it?
Thank God no one works below us. It was good. It was good.
Was it?
Yeah,
fuck, I gotta try that shit sometime.
You guys have any more of this?
Just one. Just one singular.
I should have split it with you guys.
Oh, we should have poured it into a glass.
God damn it.
Is that glass?
Yeah.
Shit.
We have the people that work below here. I think they're mad at us. I don't know why. So it's like a...
It's a casino.
We should open up our own casino in here.
Let's buy a roulette wheel and just like have a like.
We just get the people.
Money laundering's dope, dude. You do like no time.
How does money laundering? How does it work,
dude? So
is this just when you leave like change in your pocket and you put them through the washer?
Tweet that. So, dude, I read this book one time, and like all the dudes are like running fake casinos, and like the way you do it is you just got to get one like bad egg at a bank to not care about any of the rules, and he basically washes your money for you. So you just take all the dirty money, wash it through a bank in like British Virgin Islands. And then when you get caught, like 3 years later, you just go to jail for like 6 months. It's sick.
And you go to like a prison where they have tennis courts.
You go to like a honky ass jail.
Yeah,
you're playing racquetball and shit.
Yeah, like you're wearing white shorts and a headband.
Like you know that pickleball league that just came out.
Yeah,
like they're all LeBron's invested in it.
I'm anti pickleball.
It's like,
are you?
Yeah, I think it's just like just play tennis.
Right.
Like you're
if you're not athletic enough to play. So
ping
my
pong.
Brother and I played, and we got waxed by these like probably 12 and 13 year old Indian kids soon. And they fucking worked us bad.
Really? We are getting screwed by the Indians.
That was the last game I played, and I wanted to... No, like Indian.
Wait, like real Indians
real
or like
Indian.
Or like
they were
Native American? Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm inclusive.
Wait,
right?
Okay, just making sure. Because like we've been talking about Native Americans like so much, I want to make sure.
No, at this point, I think I need reparations. Like,
for
the whites are getting fucking whacked in wax and
pickleball.
So anyway,
you would think that's our sport, right?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. The official sport of like Boca Raton. Like old people in Boca.
Yeah, like I can picture
anyway,
Donald Trump.
Where did that happen? Like, did you just show up to a pickleball court and we're like, what's good?
Yeah, we joined a pickleball club. No, we didn't. It was.
I fully believe that. I don't know why, but I did.
Me and my brother were playing like against each other, and they asked if we wanted to play doubles. And I thought we were working. I'm like, all right, yeah, we'll fucking wax you dorks. Let's go. And it was like 11-2 and then 11-1. And it's like, I was going to jump one of them. Like, you probably shouldn't.
Shit. You know? You got that heated?
Yeah, I was pissed. Well, it's just like, they were, I didn't take my meds that day. So I forgot the rules. Every single time I'd hit the ball, I get so fucking excited. A nationwide shortage. But, yeah, they knew what the fuck they were doing. And they let us have it. It was bad.
Does your back hurt? Because you're bent over so much. That's my biggest issue,
dude,
I think, with it.
I do a lot of stretching, right? So that's also a good way to lose weight is stretching.
Yeah, I actually played I played pickleball when I was home. And I forgot to tell you about this, but I was anti-pickleball and like kind of liked it. I didn't want to admit.
Is it just like
this pickleball podcast now?
Yeah, we're official pickleball podcast.
PBP. Wait, so is it
PBP?
So
pickleball podcast.
What's the allure? Is it just like less running than tennis, so it's like not as intense?
You don't have to be that athletic. So
okay, so now I can see the draw.
You kind of gotta pivot though. You gotta like
It's more like positioning, I think, because I would like to think I'm more athletic than
the average person,
right? But we got fucking waxed bad. It was bad. Like putting it in spots where you're like. Right.
Fucking Christ.
Yeah. Anyway.
Getting
enough about the pickleball.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm pretty sure the pickleball leagues, like, started in the money laundering prisons, like the white guy prisons.
Like
that's
the
probably how they launder. That's how LeBron is laundering all of his money.
Yeah, I don't get those guys. Like, you're already so loaded. Like, why is Wayne Gretzky in an MGM Bet commercial? Like, why?
How much money do you think he gets to be in that?
$100,000, maybe
really?
More. Yeah.
And
probably
and
more.
A few free bets?
Oh yeah, you know he's getting some bankroll,
free to play. Yeah, like no, like
I have a theory that anyone that's in like more than like two commercials has a gambling. I don't know, it's probably not based on anything, but if you're in more than two commercials, you probably have a gambling problem as
I
a celebrity.
Agree. All that goes towards gambling. I'm gonna beat the fuck.
This microphone is like starting problems over here. Yeah, like why is? Are you a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Brady tattoo on my ass.
Actually,
do you actually?
Super proud of that.
Do you actually have one?
That is. That's very
fucking badass, dude.
Fuck yeah.
You have any other tats?
D-hop this year.
My hand, but that's...
What is that?
Just
swastika? What the fuck?
What if you just had one, like, casually?
What the fuck, dude?
I just like the design.
Now I definitely believe you're from Boston.
just like the design.
I don't really know what it means, but it looks cool.
So what's the tattoo on your ass? Like, is it
just
a picture of him?
I wish.
Oh, fucking right. Okay. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. He's in a lot of commercials. He's in
those Let's Go.
Yeah,
like... Well, he also got into some that he was part of that crypto.
I'm pretty sure it's Robert Kraft. Oh no, different problem.
Yeah, Robbie Kraft. I mean, come on.
How much money? Didn't he lose a fuck ton of money in crypto?
That's why there was, like, rumors that his divorce was, like,
because of that.
Because of that, like, in terms of making the money situation simpler or something like that. Really? Yeah, I heard rumors about that. But
there's, like, you think Giselle was, like, rattled that he invested in, like, Fartcoin?
No, I think he did it. I think he did it so she didn't get, like, he was being, like, he was, like, laying on the sword. I don't know. I was reading about it, but it doesn't, like, hold that much weight.
I feel if he lose 250, how much money did he lose? A shit ton.
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
That'll do it to a marriage.
Yeah, it's true.
Chicks only care about money. So, like, if you're not
she's
bringing...
She's worth more than him, though.
I don't know. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe it. Everyone
probably,
always says,
but
like,
I still don't, I'm going to fucking
Everyone always says, like, Giselle makes more than Tom Brady. Giselle, how? He has a crazy 2-minute drill. I would bet, dude, what the fuck am I even talking
about? Do you think Kakama's in 2 minutes?
Like, honestly, dude, I could see him being a premature Jackie.
Yeah, because he's so used to playing under pressure. Always. Yeah, like, it's always 2 minutes.
That's actually why they got divorced.
Yeah.
He's just always in a 2-minute drill mindset.
Yeah, Tom Brady, like, why? Like, how is he doing commercials? Like, why?
Yeah, Hurts must.
So much money, bro.
Hurts is throwing a bunch of change at him.
Yeah, but, like, I still wouldn't want to show up to a set and, like, be on a commercial.
What point do you have enough money?
Yeah. Like, for me, and also, I would hate to show up to a commercial and I look at the script and I was like, this shit is so stupid. Like, have you ever see, like, one where you just know that the athlete, like, hated reading that line? I don't know. I feel like that sometimes, like, obviously you're just trying to get your bag, but, like, I don't know.
He already got his bag.
Yeah, true. Right. He's won fucking, like, 7 rings.
Yeah, cryptocurrency. Do you ever invest anything in crypto or anything like that?
Yeah, and then I had to pay my bookie, so I took it all.
Yeah, dude, there was this kid that, like, his worked about this coin. It was called I absolutely should not say this, and we're not editing it out. Coin.
Oh, I remember hearing about
and
this.
Really? Remember this?
I remember you guys talking about it.
And I was like, I remember it. I was in a parking garage. I was, like, so hungover, and I get this text, and the kid's like, "Yo, dude, straight from the White House, coin's gonna go to the moon." And I was like, "Really?" And he's like, "Yeah." So I, like, put, like, $3,000 in it. Like, and I don't have money to be doing that. And it plummeted within, like, a month, and I lost all of it. Yeah. And, like, the terms and conditions of the app, too, I, like, owed them money somehow. Like, I absolutely
you're just, like, neck deep.
Dude, they, like, owned me. So,
I put $100 in Litecoin, and the next day, it went down to $20. And it hasn't, and I still have it in there, because I just think it's funny. Like, I get push notifications when it goes up. This was, like, in 2015 or 16 or something. I just get push notifications every time it goes up or down, and it's still only, like, at $24. Like, it was, like, literally the worst investment you could ever do.
The next day?
Yeah. Oh. Next day, I just want to – like, I'm an idiot because I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big investor. I invested at, like, its height, which you don't
that
do.
That and NFTs. You ever do the NFT?
Buy high, sell low.
Bro, I thought, like
– that's actually what I'm here. I'm selling an NFT.
Like, why are you – I thought anything
Tom,
Jake...
Tom was all in on NFTs, too.
Who? Brady?
Tom Brady, yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
they all, like,
lost it all, dude.
They all,
Tom,
like,
Brady's
put all their shit
broke.
In
broke.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's broke.
That's probably why he's doing Hertz commercials.
Yeah.
You get divorced, you invest in crypto, and you... What was the third one?
Yeah,
we just talked about it.
Hertz? The Hertz commercials?
Oh, yeah.
I thought, like, since Jake broke. Paul said something about NFTs, like, it would be legit.
And NFTs, yeah.
He got into some shit. Like, he, like, kind of scammed some people. One of the Pauls did.
Logan or Jake?
The one, I don't remember.
I would always take advice from Jake Paul. As soon as Jake Paul was like, invest all your money in the NFT, I did it. Why would you not listen to Jake Paul?
Yeah, I forgot he comes from a financial background.
But yeah, so speaking about, I was going to ask you about the paychecks and ECHL. Like, do you get it, or are you just like, what the fuck?
When it comes, yeah, I was on pretty much everybody that, is theirs on, like, the rookie max, they call it, to make you feel better.
I like that.
Like, this is as much as we can give you. I swear, this is it.
My hands are tied.
Yeah. It was, yeah. I mean, you're still playing hockey, but it was, I think that's why you go to Europe, is so you can't really, I think to save money or make money, you have to play in the American League. You have to play in the American League, at least. Yeah. Or play in the National, which is a way better idea. Yeah.
But don't they pay for all your lodging and shit?
Yeah, they give you, like, the apartment and, like, your living expenses, really. I make it sound way worse than it is. It's good, but it's...
Wait, you're talking about the E or the...
The ECHL.
Oh, yeah. I was not...
They pay for, like, both of them. They both pay for, like, an apartment, and then where I'm going, my roommate and I will split a car.
That's fucking nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, you don't really, like, have... a lot, other than like kilts and stuff.
Fucking right.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is bullshit. They don't supply a kilt. But
yeah, that's
that
crazy.
Is,
bullshit.
Is it a kilt? Right? Kilt.
Yeah, yeah, it's a kilt, that skirt. That. Yeah, I was going to say, like, but you're still putting your body on the line every night for like $40. It's just like.
That's where it was like, holy shit. Is it really worth it?
Yeah, that's why I have so much respect for people that play in the USFL or the, what's the other one, the XFL. Because you're playing a crazy sport.
I had health insurance at least.
Yeah, like there's no way they do. No.
We don't even have that.
Yeah, we do. Well,
what the fuck?
Hello, everyone. This episode is brought to you by our favorite partner, Manscaped.com. Use code WETJEANS at Manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. They have everything you need for male grooming, from the top of your head to the darkest depths of your gooch. If you've listened to us before, you know that we will take care, us personally, Andy and I are taking care of your gooch, your beard, your nose hairs, your hair, your stench. They have deodorant. They have body spray. They have everything. Manscaped.com. Use code WETJEANS, 20% off. Free shipping. We appreciate it a lot.
But yeah, I mean, at least you had health insurance.
But like, so that's just, yeah, like football is just different. Like, that's the craziest sport, I think, to play for little money.
Yeah, I think.
So much,
yeah,
work.
Like baseball kind of makes sense, too.
It's, yeah.
Do you, like, 3 or 4 times a day, you have to go find it. And even if you fucking stink, it's still all right.
Yeah, that's true.
It was, yeah, getting your ass kicked for $500 a week is, it's a tough way to get excited about.
You ever go into a fight, like, knowing that you're going to get your ass kicked, but you're just doing it, like, for the boys or for the crowd or whatever?
Yeah, I think that's mostly who I got.
Like, right, like, you went into
the
it?
The boys will love it. Yeah, there was a few where it was, like, you grab onto them and you, like, you know right away.
Yeah.
You're fucked. I got the shit beat out of me a few times this year.
That's kind of sick, though.
Yeah, it was a learning lesson for sure. Stop doing that.
You had a few goals, though. Like, were those, did you play power play or anything? I should have looked that up.
Yeah, I net front.
Nice.
Yeah, just grinding away.
Dirty areas.
Yeah, fuck yeah. A lot of skill. Yeah, scored a bit there. I got hurt a few times. But, yeah, it was, I think it would be tough to evade my, my reputation there. I just wouldn't shut the fuck up. So maybe if I go to a different continent,
you might shut. Yeah, or man, I don't think you will. I feel like you'll keep it going.
They just won't understand me.
Yeah, because that accent's
heavy. Bro, Scottish people. Yeah. Scottish people are hard to understand.
I did my first interview, and like, no offense, obviously, I'll get used to it. But it was like the first half of the question was trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
By the end of the interview, I started to like catch on, but it's thick accent.
It's crazy.
Did you go over there already?
No.
Okay.
Just there's Zoom, so you don't have to.
Okay.
It's not all in person.
You don't have to go. Yeah. Your agent probably takes care of that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's gonna be sick, though.
Dude, Scott. Yeah, that is gonna be sick.
We should go. We should fucking
you guys
go.
Should.
I would love
there.
To go to a game.
That would be sick. You guys should come out there.
Dude, I have like a lot of like family over there, like extended cousins and whatever the fuck it's called. Because I'm like a UK mutt. Like I'm from all over there, and. My whole life, people are just like, dude, you got to go over there. You got to go over there. I'm just like, for what? But
perfect
now I have
excuse,
a reason.
Yeah.
Go see my buddy play in the EIHL.
EIHL.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking nice. Just dying on it. I don't understand. Yeah, it is.
No, that'll be sick. So, like, how do their contracts work? Like, do you have to be, like, triple vax and double boosted? Or, like, they don't care?
I feel like, isn't that crazy?
It's actually,
like,
though?
Everybody, no. But everybody, everybody just completely forgot about fact that you there was like a 6-month period that if you didn't, but now it's basically like, yeah, if you're coming, come.
So one year deal
and then figure it out. I get what I'm like told is it's like the coast of like Europe where like feeder and like try to find like other elsewhere, but I'm sure I'll love Dundee and then I'll stay
there, right? Just stay there for like 15 years.
Right, yeah. Fuck
get in the Hall of Fame.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of good leagues, over, like fun leagues. Like, I'm pretty sure Austria has a sick league.
That's what I heard. Austria and maybe Hungary.
Yeah, or like the Italian league. Like, Bo was talking about that.
Is it Belfast?
Belfast?
Belfast is in my league. Never mind.
But yeah, that sounds sick, dude. I heard that Dell is sick, but it's really like they take it serious. I could be wrong on that. But
which one's that?
German league.
Oh yeah, that's like, what I want to.
Very, that's what I want to play.
Yeah, there's some good players in there.
That'd be awesome.
I think I saw like Keith Acoin playing there when I went to a game. Yeah. Like, so there were some good players that used to,
it's a good league for sure.
I forget. There were some good players. But yeah, they get fucking rowdy at those games. That's going to be a sick atmosphere.
I feel like that's a better option for you regardless, like to leave North America.
I feel like it was to get like, I thought I was hot there for a little bit, and I still was like miles away from getting called up. I'm like right in the middle of, I'm almost 35, I think. So at least like go over there and start over and see what happens.
Have you been there before?
Mm-mm.
Where have you been to Europe in general?
Never.
That's gonna be
me
sick.
Either. Never. You've been there?
Yeah, a couple places.
I'm trying to go. Yeah,
England's fun.
Where? Yeah.
I went to London, Amsterdam, and Munich.
I want to go to Premier League games.
It's sick. I saw Crystal Palace versus Chelsea. Sick. I was sitting by myself in the Chelsea section just because I got my ticket last minute, and I was just like, you don't sit for like I didn't sit once. It's
the
fucking
whole time.
Yeah. You can only drink in between halves because British people would just get in so many fights. But it's so much fun.
Wait, they don't sell booze like during the.
No,
only at halftime?
It floods into the corridor, and I was in the waist section, so like they don't give a fuck about you. So they like ran out, they like ran out of beer, and they're like, "Oh, well, we have these fucking ciders." So I was just double fisting ciders.
They're so passionate.
Yeah, like, it's so different. Like they almost didn't let me into a because I visited my friends, and I like tagged along on their trip, and they already had tickets, but they were sitting in the home section, and they almost so we went to a bar after, and they almost didn't let me in because they check your tickets, and they were like. I had a Chelsea away ticket, so they like almost didn't let me in. He would only let me in because I was American. I was like, man, I just scalped this ticket.
Yeah, I don't even go here.
Yeah, I don't go here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they hate Americans, right? Everyone does.
I don't know if they hate
us. I don't really get.
I do.
Why do we have such a bad
Because we're the bad boys.
Yeah, but we don't do that bad. Like, we go, like, we get involved in wars and take people's oil. Like, that's not that bad.
Yeah, we just invade countries.
Are we good on that? Where are we at? 45 minutes? 47? All right, we'll wrap this up in, like, 3 minutes. But, yeah, I don't think we do. We just interfere with, like, world politics and steal stuff. I don't say we have people not like that.
Yeah, people just mad because we're the bad boys of the world.
Are we, though? Like, I feel like we're not that bad.
Hate us because I am.
I guess Russia would be. Yeah, that's true. I guess Russia would be, I would have to guess, because they're kind of, like, going crazy
Didn't
right
something
now.
Something just happened?
Yeah, there's a coup. Nuts. There's a fucking coup right now.
What does that mean?
Is there
like,
a live bet on that?
There's no way Putin's losing the coup at. No way.
Wait, is that
got
like
out
when they...
Too. I think he said
oh yeah,
because went somewhere.
He was probably in heavy danger.
Is that when they stormed the city?
Yeah, well, it's just like so part of the military, like a privatized part, like turned on the Russian military and also some other parts. So it's just like it's almost like a civil war, almost, but not quite.
Almost,
so, I don't yeah. Know. It could be.
That's a big fat set of nuts to storm Moscow.
Yeah, yeah, right? To turn on Putin, like that dude's like 5'7", but he's the scariest motherfucker on this planet.
Yeah. He's got one button that'll just like, I'll fuck all you guys up.
Yeah, like that dude, yeah, that dude has an app on his phone that can shoot a nuke.
He's just like doing lines off an iPad in his office. He's like, I could hit the button. I could hit it. Like, I don't give a fuck.
You just want to see something crazy?
That's badass, dude. Sometimes I kind of wish I lived in a dictatorship.
I think I would enjoy it. It's crazy that man, because they're pretty much the only people that can fuck with us. In terms of nukes.
Rushy?
Yeah, Rushy.
I think the Chinese people, those motherfucking.
Yeah, I think they're
Chinese.
Sneaky.
Yeah.
Very, very sneaky.
Oh, I mean, yeah, China could
also.
Too.
Just like the government.
Yeah, like the government.
I think Chinese sneaky, like.
China could, I guess, but I think Russia would be.
What's the power ranking for biggest threats?
I think it goes USA, Russia.
No, threats to the
USA. Oh, to
the
USA? We are
probably.
Honestly, we probably are our own biggest threat.
Oh, shit.
I would say probably China, North Korea. Well, North Korea, just I like their military is probably sick, but I don't know. I feel like they don't have the
balls.
I'm
saying China, dude.
I'm calling them out. They don't have the balls to shoot a nuke over here.
You think Kimmy John's all cap?
I think he's all cap, and he knows that we'd shoot that fucker down early.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
I think he's
a petty motherfucker. He would like come after this.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Oh, you guys want to see something?
Oh, you guys want to see what location you're at?"
Yeah, he probably knows. Yeah,
Kim Jong fucking.
But I think he's having some health troubles.
Kim Jong,
according to reports, he's like a 300-pound insomniac. I guess he just eats and sleeps.
He's getting top all day,
or doesn't sleep.
Dude, I think China is our biggest threat. Dude, they own all of our phones.
That's true. Like, they literally invented an app that can, like, track all of us, TikTok.
And nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Either.
I think it just stems from, like, their chicks love us.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, Chinese.
We took a trip to China. My junior year. That was sick.
Really? Was it cool? I've never been.
It was probably my last time in China, but it was like 10 days of like, that was fun.
That's
like,
probably a huge culture shock.
Cool. Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah, it was a culture shock.
For like sure. That would be like the toughest part. Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. What was that for? Like it a hockey thing?
Or? Yeah, ASU. We played like VHL and like KHL teams.
Or oh,
like,
no way.
Like they're like B League. But it was, yeah, we played in like a tournament there.
I didn't know you guys did that. That's wild. You guys just beat the shit out of the team over there?
So we did well. And then we played like the shittiest team you could ever imagine. Like the worst hockey team ever assembled. And we lost. Powers came in. I remember he comes in and he let us fucking... And we deserved it, though. This team could like barely skate. Barely skate. And we lost. I don't remember exactly what he said, but then when we won, one of the boys threw it right back in his face, and he fucking... That was my favorite part about Powers, when you, like, as soon as you won and you could, like, give it back to him, he took it.
Yeah, I respect that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I respect that. That's a crazy trip to go over there. Did you guys charter a plane? Like, you guys, like, how did that work?
I actually lost my passport, like 30 minutes before we were landing. We had, like... And it was in a cookie bag. I was freaking out. I was, like, lifting up seat, like, the cushions under the seats. Opening the door, I was freaking out. One kid didn't get to go because his dog chewed on his passport.
Damn.
It was fun though. It was cool for the. Everybody was ready to go home. I think when it was over with.
Yeah, for sure. Who the fuck is out there?
The amount of foot traffic. We're on the second floor, and there's only two businesses
and
here.
There's no one. There's
just
a
DUI stuff.
Yeah. Maybe they're getting. Yeah.
I was actually. I didn't explain the story about the chicks down here, but like, there's just like this company, and I don't want to dox them, but it's just all chicks working. And one of our packages went to them by accident, and they signed for it. So I emailed them, and I was like, "Can you just leave the package outside the door? We'll come down and get it." And they're like, no, it's heavy. We brought it in here. You come in here and take it out. So I was like, damn, like these chicks are mad. Like, I don't know why. And then, like, I went in the office to get the package. And, like, the whole staff, like, everyone's at a desk down there. And they all just look at me. And everyone's mean mugging me. And they were, like, upset.
What was in the package?
Chairs. But it was,
they're working.
But they were, like, no, but they were, like, because I said, like, oh, we're from upstairs. And they're just, like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I feel like we're.
I
not
can
bad.
Only imagine.
I feel like a tame episode. This is a calm episode, but we don't always get crazy. I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think so. We don't always yell. Have you ever seen the lawyers down here?
No, one's in there yet.
You're not from Boston. Sorry. To
no, he's, no, I'm from York. He's a Long Island guy.
No, I'm from Long Island. Okay. Yeah, I met him. I was billeting in New Hampshire. So then the kid I was billeting with was you were in his friend group. So I just started hanging out with them. Yeah.
All right.
So then. Yeah, that was that.
Can you practice? Like, do you think you would have an advantage if you were a DUI lawyer? If you had a DUI, like, do you think that would actually be good
experience?
Yeah, like, so you know, like, all the lies to
can
tell.
Can you still be a DUI lawyer? Probably.
Yeah, like that's all. That was all I was gonna say. Like, you can still be a lawyer if you have a rap sheet, right?
Probably.
Somewhat.
Yeah, I think that kid that's facing like a triple homicide does.
Who?
The Melly kid, the rapper.
I think oh yeah, I've been watching some of that trial. It's crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Some rap kid.
Like, he's a lawyer. Is he representing himself?
No, his lawyer.
It's some kid that killed a bunch of people, but he's like good at rap. So like everyone's like, get him out of there. I'm just like, I don't know. You know, like
probably
I don't
just
know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, if you kill like one person or like in a drive-by,
everybody make mistakes.
Yeah, that's like
great tone.
Killing multiple people. Like I know you have like. A lot of good songs and shit, like Lil Baby's on one of them and all that. But
really?
Like,
you got Kanye.
Then get him out.
Dude. He has Kanye on one of his songs.
You
so
have to get,
you gotta
him,
get
out.
Him out. You think?
Gotta
get yeah. Him. People are always saying, like, we gotta actually. Nick, what time we're at? Or Jeff, I mean? What? All right, we're good. We'll do for another couple minutes.
You can kick me out whenever, too.
No, yeah. I actually lose track of time when we have somebody on the show. Like, I never know. When it's just Andy and I, it's like easy to feel it out. But, yeah, people are always like, yeah, well, like, celebrities and rappers get special treatment. I'm just like, yeah, they should.
Because they have money.
But he makes good songs.
Yeah, like, if a guy makes a good song, and I'm, if I was, I almost, I got called for jury duty once.
Yeah.
And I, but I almost, but if I actually got picked, you answer questions knowing that they won't pick you.
Right.
So that's what I do. But I'm just saying,
I'm autistic, Could you imagine if you're on trial for like quadruple murder and like half of the jury was autistic?
I feel like that would actually be better.
You think?
Because they're able, like, I feel like that's
there's kind no bias of, in that.
Yeah, and there's also like that. I feel like they're able to just like problem solve better, kind of figure it out. Like,
maybe that'd be bad for you.
For sure.
Oh, for me, if I'm on trial,
yeah, like I'd you're be on trial. Then I'd be nervous. Half the jury's autistic.
No, I feel like if you're guilty, then I think you definitely want.
Yeah, if I'm innocent, I feel great.
Really? I feel like you'd be definitely worried.
They might your entire life is up to your entire life is kids. Up to people that like do Rubik's cubes all day.
Yeah, can but that's problem solving.
No.
So oh my
maybe
god.
You're safe. Yeah,
no way. Can you?
I can do a side.
it would take me 6 years to figure out a Rubik's cube. Like, no, not even joking.
No, I can't. I can't do that. I hate seeing the videos too. One just came out.
Where, like, oh, I saw that.
The kid like set the Rubik's cube record. But he gets to look at it for like
a
minute.
I saw that. He did it in like less than 3 seconds, didn't he?
But he got to look at it before.
Yeah, I'm indifferent because he did look at it, which seems weird to me. Having said that, it was so fucking fast that it's just like, well, this guy could probably do it anyways. Yeah. He's just like, just done.
So you, yeah.
No way.
I don't know. Maybe to, that was a world record. So maybe the new world record, part of the world record is looking at it.
Yeah.
Change the rules on that.
You get to stare at it before.
Yeah,
were you a good student at ASU, by the
way? I got a master's degree.
Actually? In what?
Sports law and business. If you guys need a lawyer, let me know.
Yeah.
Is that you over there?
Yeah, it's actually my office.
You really got a master's?
Yeah, I did.
Is that, holy hell.
Damn.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I remember you used to chirp me for being at school for so long, and I have nothing
well,
to show
for. Well, if I'm there for 8 years, you have nothing better to do but to go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did summer classes every single year I was there. Because I below a one. Like, so... That was pretty sick.
Yeah.
I had a mandatory success coach. This guy, his name is Rob. He had this like gnarly goatee. And they made me go in. And this is for like club F hockey. So I had to mandatory meet with this guy like every week to basically like get my shit figured out. And the whole time I just couldn't stop looking at his goatee like because it came like so far off his face. And I actually,
it's weird.
It was insane. But dude, yeah, good for you. That's crazy. I mean, it's still a worthless piece of paper, but like congrats on getting it.
I tell you, I didn't even apply to ASU when I got in. I'm not even kidding. I went to a school and I was transferring and I applied to ASU and I can't remember. I didn't end up going there. I went to a different school. And then the following year, I was trying to transfer again. I went to 3 different schools.
Like, congratulations.
And they just called me and said, by the way, you got into ASU. I was like, oh, I didn't even apply, but I guess I'll go.
Dude, I saw one pool party video on YouTube. That's how I decided to come here.
Yeah.
One of them.
I literally came because you were here. You and Jamie.
Yeah, it was partying.
And they had a film program, so I was like, fuck it.
We're so fucking sick partying all day. Fuck math, dude. I remember going to my math midterm, and I walked in, and like my shorts were still wet. Like, I was just in the pool. And she was like, you're so late for this. Like, there's no point in even sitting down. And I was like, okay. Nice. But, like, it costed you money. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it sucks.
You have to repay to take the class.
Yeah, which is kind of fucked.
I'm like, well, I already did this class. Like, I just didn't make it to the final because I was, like, having a couple.
I honestly think if you pay, you should automatically pass.
Yeah. That is so true.
You're paying money.
Gets a medal.
Yeah.
Especially at ASU.
Especially at ASU.
Like, if you go to Harvard and you can't show up to the midterm or the final. Yeah.
I know a guy that applied for his dog to get an ASU. I think he got in.
How do you know?
He actually put down shit. It was like a black lab. And like he made the whole application. He got in. But anyway.
R.I.P. All
right. I think we actually... Nick, Jeff, we good on the cameras? We're good on cameras. All right. We could... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add the Manscaped ad after. You know? Like film it separately. But we could fucking button this thing up.
All right.
All right. Johnny Walker... Thanks for having. Thanks for having us on.
No problem. Thank you for welcome back whenever.
Forgot to give him his gift.
Oh fuck!
Can is it in the? Is
it's
in
the freezer. I'm sure no one has ever done this for you before.
No, what is it?
It's just a bottle of Johnny Walker. Like I was buying it. We're like, yeah, I can't imagine how many people have done this for you. Just bought you a bottle of Johnny Walker. Yeah, we'll gift it to him just for the clip.
Maybe they'll sponsor us.
Yeah, you can bring it in. Congratulations.
Thanks, boys.
You're the paper bag it though when you drink it.
That's fine. Are we all taking one?
You haven't had a job in 9
Should
years.
Should we take one?
Should we?
It's up to you. It's yours.
Yeah, it's ours?
Yeah. It's
I'll take a little rip.
Yeah.
How many people have gifted you a Johnny Walker? A lot?
A few. That's usually my like go-to.
Oh, actually?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't buy it that much. I think it's good though.
Yeah, it's good.
I got powers of a few bottles of Johnny Walker. Like, thanks for babysitting.
Really?
Are you a what label are you if you buy it?
Black. Yeah. If I could afford blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because blue's like.
Is blue a lot?
Who, what's the nicest one? Is it like green or
blue?
Blue is the nicest. Okay, I was wrong.
It's there's a bunch, but blue is like a couple hundred bucks for. That's still good though.
I know red is the lowest. I think bucks. Right.
Yeah, it's. I like it. I do like it.
Woohoo!
Oh, it smells like a fucking LA Dodgers.
Go straight to your ball.
All right. Cut.
Thanks for having me,
boys. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Dude, you're the first one being our guest setup.
Really?
Yeah. No one's ever been. Yeah.
This is elite.